In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have heard a beautiful service which is called the Royal Hours. And it's the hours that we have from the first and third, the sixth and the ninth hour, and then the Typikon. And of course, the hours are special. The gospel is being taken in the middle of the church, and then the incensing is being done. And then special psalms are being read, and after that we have the readings, the singings, and the drapari of the four feasts, and then the singing over the sikiras, and then we have the readings of the Old Testament and the readings of the apostles and of the gospel, and every hour. And all the singings, and it took about close to 2 hours, and it's a wonderful, wonderful service, all being preparing us for this great event of the Lord's baptism, as he baptized, has had him baptized. John the Baptist and had baptized the Lord at his own request. And why did he do it? He did it for us. He did it to cleanse us, to teach us an example, and to know, so that we will know that we will be cleansed from the sins through the baptism. And this is what we all have to do, as we know to become Orthodox Christians. We have to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit through immersion. Our church is telling us we must be immersed thrice, and as we are immersed, it is in the symbolism as we die for the 3 days with the Lord. If we die, then we're being resurrected, and as we are being resurrected, we're becoming a new man, and then we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit through the chrismation. All those things the Lord had done for us so that we will be able to follow his examples. He showed us a life on this earth. This life on this earth, it has to be a struggle. It has to be a struggle of cleansing us from the old man that we have. He came to the earth because he saw that we were so confused, we were so fooled by the enemy that we didn't know anymore what's right, what's wrong. And we were catering to our body, which the evil one had made to the uttermost of the feeling, so that they will be able to enjoy our life here on earth and not care and not worry about the eternal life, and forget that on this earth we have been cast out from the garden of paradise. We've been cast out because of sins, and here on earth and now we have to learn to conquer those sins and not to be tempted anymore. And my beloved, and that's why the Lord came. The Lord came here to give us the new life, to give us new life in the grace of God. He knew and that we could not conquer all those things we have to conquer without his personal help, without the grace of God, without the Holy Spirit. So he came down and he showed us the way to live, to invite the Holy Spirit to us. You know, it says in the scripture that God resists the proud, and the biggest problem that all of us have is that when we become proud, when we feel that we have no use of anybody, including our Lord, we do not have that blessedness of the poor in spirit. We do not understand that at all, and we are think that we are something, that we may be talented, that we may be able to do something, that we're smart and so on, and all those things, but we have no we don't understand that all this is nothing but gifts from the Lord, and the credit goes to our Lord, not to ourselves. And if it wasn't for the Lord's grace and to give us those abilities, we couldn't do anything. For the Lord says in the scripture, he says, without me you could do nothing. And so the Lord came on the Jordan River and approached St. John the Baptist to be baptized. And St. John the Baptist, of course, recognized that he was the Son of God. And he said, it is me who should ask you to baptize me. But the Lord says, no, you go ahead, you baptize me. But you don't have to ask me the question that you customarily ask for confession of sins and so on. Just baptize me. And he did. And there's as he did. He threw away and kicked out all the evil spirits that were hanging around in the waters all over the world, because they loved that place. They used to go in and make their abode many times in the rivers. And the Lord cleansed all the waters of the whole earth, so that the enemy were not going to be able to use the water to attack us. My beloved, our Lord is our God, is God of love, and He wants only one thing. He came on this earth for one person, purpose, and that purpose is one only, is to save the sinners. He came to save the sinners, of whom I am the chief. I am the worst sinner, and this is what you and me, all of us, have to recognize. When we recognize that, well, then we will have a great joy, knowing that the Lord actually came to save us, and we will use His help to be able to be saved. We will be humble. We will understand that without the humility, we cannot receive His help. So we will humble ourselves before, not only before Him, but we will humble ourselves before everybody. And let's not be proud. Let's just be able to rejoice in the fact that God loves us so much that He came to live on this earth to show us a way to humble ourselves with all the personal examples, and finally to a point of being spat upon and hit and beaten and then finally crucified. It was supposed to be the worst way of dying at that time. He took that worst death, most of humility, and He did all that to show us the great love that He has. Let's love Him in return. Let's rejoice today in that great holiday. We're going to have the blessing of the waters which the church is giving us, and these waters are going to be for healing of sick and for repenting, and for the helping us to conquer the passions and to forgiveness of sins, all those things, and blessing everything that we have, including the houses and if we have an apartment, apartments and cars and any other thing that we use, we can bless it with the holy water, so that the enemy will not be able to get himself attached to it. That's the kind of power that the Lord gave us in this great holiday. And my beloved, let's prepare our heart. Let's make our heart clean from all the pride and all the offenses. Let's not be offended. Let's not get hurt when people spit on us and they do harm to us and so on, or malign us. Let's just thank the Lord for everything and pray for those people who do us harm and do bad things to us. Pray for them and ask God not to punish them because of us. And this is the spirit that the Lord had given to us, and this is what He had done on the cross, and this is what first Martha Stephen, the archdeacon, the apostle, what he had done when he was stoned to death. He prayed to the Lord that God will not hold them against them this sin. And this is the spirit that we have to attain. Well, let's use the holy water to fight all any temptations, any kind of especially the passions when they take over. We know, every one of us knows that most of the sins are products of actually a passion. So we got to attack the passions. And when we attack the passions, let's utilize the holy water so that to get the help of the Holy Spirit to fight in those passions. And then we will trick the enemy, and the enemy is not going to be tie us up with those passions. Let us utilize the holy water, but always approach it with a great awe and great love for the Lord, and in belief and the faith that through it we will receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is the most important one, is the love and the faith and the hope. May God give us all this ability to discern and to know the great value of the Holy Spirit, so coming down on the blessing of the holy water, and utilize the holy water to grow more and more, and to purify ourselves to be able to make it in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.